Okay, we're going to start again from Mem Zayin Amid Beis, and we're going to start again from Neimi Ketanoi, which is hard to find. Go across from Taisus to Kula Alma, and go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Something about Neimi Ketanoi. Let us say to Machloikas Tanoim whether Mekadesh Memilva is Mekadeshes or Ein Mekadeshes. Rabbit said, there are no restrictions of the use of a loan, and therefore if you mekadesh a woman with the money you gave her, she's not mekadeshes. We want to say that this is a machloikas tanoim. We have not found anybody to argue on Rav so far. Now we're going to try to find somebody that argues on Rav. Now we're going to have a brisa, and the brisa is going to need explanation.
Did you say the simcha of the law? Had that opinion
already? We changed our mind. We changed the girsa in that brisa. We changed the girsa to ein mekudeshes. In the havamina, that girsa was mekudeshes because of the hanoas mechilas milva. But then the Gemara said it doesn't make any sense, that girsa. Because the Gemara said it shouldn't have had two cases of pekudin and milva. Every pekudin is a milva. So we changed the day in the book of Deshus. Zakti Gemara Neim Ketanoi. Hiskatchili b'shtar chayv. A man says to a woman, be Mekadeshes to me with this star that says that. Now it doesn't say whose star chayv. The brisa is unclear. So we're going to have to explain the brisa. But meanwhile, we're learning the brisa generically. Hiskatchili b'shtar chayv. Oi, shohoi le'muva b'yad acherim. Or he had a loan that somebody else owned him, not with a shtar, v'hir shaleim, and he gave her permission to collect it. He wrote her a document saying she's authorized to collect the loan, which was not a milva b'shtar, which was a regular loan done verbally, and he was going to go collect it, and he gave her the right to go collect it. She now can go collect the money that's owed to him. The halacha is, this needs a lot of explanation. I'm sorry, what did you say?
He gives her the power to collect the loan.
Correct.
Is it now she can keep that money when she collects?
Correct.
Okay. Not like power of attorney means you do
money. No. Correct.
Okay.
So the halacha is, Remeir says Mekadeshes. Now we're going to zero in on part one of the brisa. We will get to the second part of the brisa later on. But first we want to understand shot in the first part of the brisa. Hi, shtar chayv, hechi dami. What is this shtar chayv? Ilei mishtar chayv di arachayrim. Is this that somebody owes him money and he has a shtar? Right? So somebody owes Reuven money. So Reuven goes to this woman and says, I have a shtar that somebody owes me money, here, take the shtar, and it's yours. You can collect the money. So that's the same thing as the next case. What is the difference between Skatchili b'shtar chayv oy sheyesh lo milva v'hir shaleim? He's doing the same thing. He's giving her over the right to collect that loan and keep the money. Why is the brisa split it into two cases? If the shtar chayv means the shtar chayv that somebody owes Reuven money, and Reuven is using, so we don't have Reuven in this year. Somebody owes Shimon money. And Shimon is using it to be Mekadesh a woman. So that's the exact case of the next case in the Brisa. Shehir Shalem. Shalem Milva B'Yarachirim. Shehir Shalem. So why is this two cases? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Right. Elolav Shtar Chayv Dida. He's giving her her own loan. He had a shtar that she owes him money. He's saying to her, here, be mukadeshes with that loan. Didn't say anos mechilas milva. He said with the loan. Be mekadesh b'milva kavufligi. And the Tanakhama is saying, Rameir is saying, mikudeshes, right? Because there are restrictions on a loan. And therefore he's giving her, she never spent any money yet. So he's giving her the right to do whatever she wants. And the Rabbanan say, ain't the Mekadesh, it's like Rav. So Rav is a Machlokes Tanoim. Right. Is a Raya, right? So is a Machlokes Mekadesh and Bilva Kamiflagi. So this is the Tanoim that argue in Rav's Halacha, because what else are they arguing in? Tanakama says Mekadesh is by Skachli B'Shtar Chayv. What is this Shtar Chayv? Is it somebody else's Shtar Chayv? That's the next case.
Why would
he
be focused on the next case? Again,
every part of the Brisa has to be explained. We're zeroing in on part one. Then we're going to zero in on part two. But first we have to zero in on part one. And we want to know what's shot in part one. We can't say it's talking about somebody else's loan, because then the two cases would be repetitive. So obviously it must be her loan. What are you giving her? Must be the machlokes is, are there restrictions or are there not restrictions? Rashi.
When the lady comes with a star ho that really said someone owes this other guy the money, and she comes with it, can't take the money. That's all she needs to do. You don't think
at this point we think that way. The Gemara will get involved in what you're talking about, but at this point the Gemara assumes she comes with a star ho, she can collect. Now, if the guy says you found it on the street,
right.
So she'll have to prove that she got it from the guy.
She can't say love.
If he got it from the guy, then she can collect. He gave it to her. It's hers now.
Leiva doesn't have a right to say. Well, therefore, not even this Baisha. Leiva doesn't have a right to say. I didn't borrow.
Again, if he gave a Shtar Chayv to somebody else, and we're assuming that means he gave him now the right to collect, so now it's his loan. Again, that's what the Gemara's assumption is. And therefore, when she comes to the guy, he can say, you found it on the street. She'd have to prove that she received it from the lender. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Name it Gitanoi Hoda Rav Domer Makadish Mubayin Makadishis. V'hir Shalem Kosum L'Hashor Aleim. He wrote her a authorization on them. Okay. So, L'Chaira, we have a Machloikas, like Rav. M for the Gemara. No. L'Yaylam Shtar Chayim D'Yachayim. The case of Shtar Chayv is somebody else owes him money, and there's a contract that says that somebody owes him money. So what was the problem with that? That the cases are repetitive. The two kinds of loans, one is the guy has a shtar that somebody owes him money, and one is a verbal agreement that the guy owes him money. So the two cases are, he was Mekadesh with a shtar that somebody owes him money, not her loan. Somebody owes Shimon money, and Shimon is using that as kedushin. He has a shtar. And the second case is, there is no shtar, but Shimon is owed money, and he gives her over that loan, which never had a shtar. And it's two separate questions, and therefore the price is not repetitive, because there are different types of loans that he's handing over to the woman. And the Gemara will now explain what the machloikas is by shtar and what the machloikas is by baal peh.
You write you know baal peh, don't you know shtar?
No. If we let the Gemara do its thing, at the end of the day, you won't.
What is the husband giving her by baal peh?
The right to collect the loan.
Right, and what is...
Same thing.
No, same thing, right, but what is...
The same thing, the right to collect the loan.
It's very nice, but what is she using to collect it?
Adam that said he owes the guy money. I mean, obviously, what is the guy using to collect the money if he has no star? Somebody owes Shimon money and there's no star. What is Shimon using to collect the money?
I mean, right, she's bringing Adam with her. Then.
Whatever he brings, he brings.
Right.
And if he's an honest guy, he'll give it there without any problem. He can say that to Shimon too. She will have the same authority as Shimon. Zuck to Gemara. So now we're going to take a little bit of time to explain, in the first case, what is the Machlokes about. Why does your marriage say Mekudeshes? And why did Rabbanan say Ein Mekudeshes? He's handing her a right to collect the loan. He's handing her a star. She can go collect the loan. So what? Why would Rabbanan say Ein Mekudeshes? He gave her money. Zogt die Gemara. The book to the Rebbe Rabbanan Kamiflagi. The Gemara is going to have multiple pshatim. This is pshat one. They're arguing in the machloikas of Rebbe and Rabbanon. Meaning like this. This is the machloikas of Masechtas Baba Basra. I have a shtar that somebody owes me money. I want to give it to you as a present. Or I want to sell it to you. What is the kinyan on that loan? How do I make it yours? Is transferring the shtar good enough? Or do I also need to write a shtar that I am transferring the shtar? What is the kinyan on a loan of a shtar? How does the person, the receiver, acquire it legally? How does it become his? By handing it to him? So if I have a shtar saying that Shimon owes me money and I hand it to Dr. Harris, it's Dr. Harris's loan now. He is now can collect it. Right? I gave it to him. Or is that not enough? I need to also write, I am transferring this obligation to Dr. Harris. Two-part kinyan. Is it a one-part kinyan or a two-part kinyan? It's the machlokes tanoim. That's the machlokes tanoim here. He gave it a shtar and he didn't write anything. According to one Madiyama, he transferred the loan. According to the other Madiyama, he did nothing. Zakti Gemara b'puk to the Rabbi Rabbana k'mifli g'netanya. Ois, which is a contract. Niknas b'msira. You acquire it by handing it over, Divrei Rabbi. If you wrote a separate star about it, but you didn't hand over the original star, you need two parts to this kinyan. You have to hand over the star, and you have to write another star about the star. Mar isle the Rebbe. Rebbe Meir holds Rebbe's halacha. By the way, Rebbe Meir preceded Rebbe, but he holds what later on we know from Rebbe. Umar, Leslie the Rebbe, and the Rachamim say Eina Mukadashis is because they say you didn't give her anything. There was no kinyan done. Handing her the paper is meaningless by itself. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Niknas b'Mesira. Eina Tzorach Lichtsum Shtar Mechir Al Ashtar Shu Mechaloi. Does not have to write a star on the shtar that he's selling. When he gives their the shtar, he gives anybody a shtar that he has on other people, that the guy should acquire it. So when I hand Dr. Harris the shtar, the lawyer has to pay Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris has bought the loan or received the loan just by me transferring the shtar. Now again, it doesn't preclude the lawyer from finding you found it on the street. But if I can prove, Dr. Harris can prove that I handed him the star, he is the owner of the loan. Nothing else is necessary. Therefore, it's Mekudeshes. Yes. Kinyan Mesira. You heard it now. Correct.
That's in the Chatzar?
No.
Why?
That's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra. It's a sugya we learned it back in the fifth parak of Baba Basra. You can rechazer it and find the reason.
Maybe I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Basra.
This is quoting from Baba Basra. They need Mesira. There's certain things that need different kinyanim. You wrote a star without handing the first star. Over here, he handed her the document, but he didn't write a second star. This is option one. Well, now we move to option two. Yes.
According to this option, when you write, how when I write the second star, how's that helping me?
It's part of the kinyan. I can write. How am I creating a land by receiving a star? You can be creating a land by receiving a star. So you can be creating a loan by receiving a star.
The kinyan is the second thing.
Both things together.
Why?
Because that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Tana holds. Again, we are not learning Baba Basra now to figure out why these kinyanim work and why not. That's a sugya in Baba Basra. We are accepting the fact that there's such a machlokes. I agree with you. It's time to chazer the Gemara in Baba Basra.
But I'm also learning Rishalmi now.
I'm very happy to hear that. Maybe Rishalmi Baba Basra talks about it also. I don't know. I can offer you a second Eretz. Now, these Terutzim are different answers. Possible one, possible two. The second answer is the Kulam Alestu, the Rebbe. Everybody holds that giving her a star by itself is not enough. So what happened here is he wrote a star. He gave her the star and wrote a star saying that I am giving you the star. So he met the requirements of Kenyan.
He did both.
He did both. But he didn't do the star the right way. What does this star that he's selling her the other star have to say? I'm selling you the star? Is that enough? What does the star have to say? Zok the Gemara Vibay Seima, the Kula Alma less Luda Rebbe. Everybody agrees you need to hand the star and write another star. But the Hakam to Rapapa Kamifli. Rapapa introduced what that second star has to say. The Amar Rapapa. High man the Zog and Star of the Chavere. Somebody who sells the star of the Chavere to his friend. Tzarek Lemichtavle, Kni Lachu, the Chol Shibude. It is not enough to say, I'm selling you the star. You have to say, I'm selling you the star at all the liens involved in the star. That's necessary in the nusach of the star that you're writing about the star. It means there's a necessity of how to word it. What if you just wrote, I'm selling you the star? You did handed her the old star, and you wrote a new star, but it wasn't worded correctly. Rapapa says there has to be specific wording. So that's the machlokes. Rameir says that specific wording is not necessary. Therefore, she's mukadeshes. And the Chacham says she's in the mukadeshes, but she didn't word it properly. Rashi, my isleid rabba, my lesleid rabba. Rashi, ibay esayim at the chulam alesu the Rebbe. V'halcha b'shemaser v'kasev myri. He gave it to her, and he wrote a star. A shekasev l'kanach l'chai star. He said, you're kind of the star. L'kasev l'kanach kol shibuda. Did not add the line that you were requiring all the liens involved. The isbay that there is. So what happened was there was something wrong in the kingdom of the star. Both answers are saying the same idea. One saying what was wrong is that he didn't write a star about it. And one was saying he wrote the star but not in the proper language. Again, it's the same idea. There was something wrong in the transfer. The third answer goes in a different track. The Kulam is Ludra Baba. Everybody holds that you have to word it correctly, and you did word it correctly here. So what's the problem? The problem is the Hakam of the Shmuel Kamiflagi. They're arguing in Shmuel, meaning like this. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said the following halacha. Now, why Shmuel said that halacha, we will try to explain in a moment. But Shmuel said the following halacha. Let's say I sell the star to Dr. Harris. Somebody owes me money, and I sell it to Dr. Harris. The chazer amachlai. Then I turn around, and I'm machl, the guy that owes me the money. Machl. It works. Not only can the guy who sold the star be machl, but if he, Rechmanu Litzlan, passes away, his child, who yashins him, can be Michael the Leiva. And the guy who bought the loan is now out in the cold. Now, exactly how out in the cold he is, we'll talk about in a moment. Now, this lady receives the star. That says she has a right to collect from Shimon $1,000. Yeah, but she knows that the guy can go and be Michael at any minute. So in her mind, didn't give her anything. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's the machlokes. No, that's the next teretz. This teretz is saying, can the guy be Michael? Rameir says he can't be Michael. Rameir doesn't hold Shmuel's halacha. Therefore, you gave her a loan, and she got a loan. The Rabbanan say, you can be Michael with. And therefore, in her mind, she really didn't get anything. Because she has no idea what her husband's going to do in the next minute. He might be Michael the guy, and she's left holding the bag with nothing. So therefore, she didn't really receive anything. Rashi. The bottom Rashi. Welcome to Shmuel Kamiflagi. I feel like Yairish Shemav and Michael. Shaloyvul and Iskayvul and Kayach Klum. If you think about it, the guy that borrowed never owed the buyer anything. He really owed the seller. The guy was Michael. Remeir less than the Shmuel. She relies on the fact that she received something. There's no way to pull the rug out from under her. She received the right to collect the loan, and that's her right, and nothing can happen to it. She doesn't think she got anything. She doesn't trust her husband. He gave me this loan to collect. He can turn around tomorrow and take it away from me. So if I don't think I got anything, and I'm not Mekudeshes, I'm not willing to accept that as Kedushin because I didn't get anything. A regular woman doesn't rely on the fact that her husband won't pull the rug out from under her.
I understand why the Torah would allow such a thing.
Okay, so I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to two parts here. First of all, does the guy have to return? He sold his loan, the $1,000 loan. He sold for $400 or $500. It's always cheaper than the amount of the loan, right? And then he goes and pulls the rug out. So he has to return, Vipaskin Yeshnin Gami, he has to return the $400 that he bought it for. But the mice, it's not $1,000. He sold the thing for $400, and the guy now has a right to make $1,000. That's why he bought it. He bought it for $400 or $500, now he has a right to collect $1,000. The guy is Michael, so he gets his money back. That's all he gets. Now, in the case of Kedushin, he says, now, I'm being the cottage with $1,000. You have a right to collect $1,000. She says to herself, I'm not going to see that $1,000. He's going to be Michael. So he'll give me $400. I'm not willing to become a Kedushin for $400. I wanted the $1,000, and I don't trust him that I'm ever going to see the $1,000. Now, why did the Torah allow this? So there's a big machlokes Rishayim. The way Rashi seems to learn, and many Rishayim seem to learn, that when a guy borrows money, there are two liens. Let's say Shimon lends money to Levi. Shimon has on Levi two liens. One is Levi owes him money. There's a lien on Levi himself to repay the debt. The second thing is Levi's properties have to back up Levi. They have to pay the debt that Levi had. There's a Shimon Akov. Levi's obligated to pay back. And there's a Shibud Mammon. The properties of Levi are obligated to pay back the loan. When you sell a Shtar Chayiv, you can only sell the right to collect the properties. You can't sell the Shibud Hagov. You can't sell the Shibud Hagov. He never borrowed from you. He borrowed from you. You can't sell the lien on him. You can sell the lien on his properties. That's transferable. The lien on the person who borrowed, you can't transfer it to somebody else. He didn't borrow from the other guy. Possessions can be transferred. Shimon Agof can't be transferred. Therefore, so when I sold Dr. Harris the loan, I only am selling him the right to collect property. Because I can't sell him the shibud that the guy owes me money. Then I go around and I'm Michael. He doesn't owe me money, so therefore his properties don't have to pay. His properties are obligated to pay his debt. He has no debt. I was Michael. I can't transfer that shibud agof. It's not transferable. The guy borrowed money from me.
But I could be Michael.
I could be Michael shibud agof. And therefore, I can sell the right to collect property. Usually, if you sell the right to collect property, goes together with the Shibud Agof. The guy owes me money, therefore his properties are collectible. He doesn't owe me money, his properties are not collectible. I can't transfer him owing me the money. I can only transfer the right to collect the property. Therefore, Shmuel holds, you can be Michael. That's how some Rishonim learn. Those who argue on Shmuel say, no, you can transfer the Shibud Hagof as well. This is the Machlokes. That is the way some Rishonim learned. That's what Rashi says if you take a look at Rashi. Michael, top Rashi line, Shaloi v'lein ischayim l'lekeach klum. Doesn't owe anything to the buyer. Elo machmas ha-meicher. The right to collect comes because he owes the seller money. Right? The Shibud Hagof is to the seller, and that's not transferable. So therefore, when he's Michael, he pulled the rug out. That's why it works. Rameyer holds, not like Shmuel. Therefore, when you sell a loan, you can't be Michael. And therefore, she got money. And Rahamim say, you can be Michael. And therefore, in the woman's mind, she doesn't think she got $1,000.
What does Rameyer hold about the Shibbutz?
Why did he get the holds? It's transferable. You can sell a loan. Question is, can you be Michael and after you sell it? What are you selling?
Yeah, some thing. There's a machlok. Some hold you can't be Michael after you sell it.
Correct.
Which is, straight away the Torah would
dictate. See, I am so used to Shmuel from all my years that to me, Shmuel is the one that makes the most sense. You can't transfer Shibbutz Agav. But again, that's the way I, because I knew Shmuel, and that's the way we paskin. So therefore,
what does that mean? You can't transfer Shibbutz
Agav? Guy borrowed money from me. He owes me the money. I can't transfer that debt. I can't transfer that.
He agreed to pay me, not to.
Whatever that.
You can't, then how could you sell it?
I'm selling the right to collect. He owes me the money. I have a right to collect his properties. I'm selling you the right to collect his properties. But he owes me the money.
It would make sense that when he sold that Shibbutz on the karka, whatever, that he relinquishes the following, that the collection should go. Because,
again, collection can only be done if there's a Shibbutz Agav, if the guy owes me the money. He owes me the money, and I can't transfer that.
Why can't you transfer
it? Because it's not a transferable item. It's not a because it's not a possession. What?
Money is not a possession.
It's a debt. It's not a it's a Shibbutz. I don't know what word to use for Shibbutz.
Collection agencies always. But a collection agency will go back if they're not collectible for whatever reason, they'll go back to the original seller. Hey, not collectible.
Fine, as I told you here, he will have to pay back the buyer the amount he paid for it. He won't, but he won't get the $1,000. He bought a $1,000 loan, he gave $500, collectible in a year, and then by the time he gets to collect it, he gets his $500 back. It was a nice way. You lent the guy money, it was beautiful. But you don't get the right to collect. He just pulled the rug out from under you. Except he had the money out for a year, whatever time it was.
Well, what did he get? At the end of the day, what did he get?
Gets the right to collect my loan.
That's like a shliach.
No, he's more than a shliach. He gets to keep it. A shliach doesn't get to keep it.
And there's no problem with ribbons in this transaction.
What ribbons? It wasn't a loan. It was a sale.
So how did she boot Reb Nosson work?
I'm sorry?
So how will she boot Reb Nosson work?
What do you mean? What does that do with she booted Reb Nosson? She booted Reb Nosson.
Because
you were collecting the money. Nobody was Michael anybody. In economy, if somebody is Michael, there's no Shibbutz Reb Nosson. As long as he wasn't Michael, the guy can collect, the woman can collect. Except she doesn't think it's going to happen.
So it affects Shibbutz Reb Nosson also. It's Mechila.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That's next Teretz. Viba Yisema, we're up to Teretz number 4. The Kula Alma Islu de Shmuel. Everybody agrees to Shmuel, you can be Michael. The Hachabisha Kamiflagi. The Machloikas is about Mrs. So-and-so. Does she trust her husband? Does she not trust her husband? In the first answer, right before that, we said the woman does not trust her husband. She's not counting of ever seeing that $1,000. The next answer is saying, Rameer says, a woman figures her husband's not going to pull the rug out from under her. After all, he's her husband. She says, he's not going to hurt me to be Michael to somebody else. He sold it to me. There's no reason for me to believe he's going to pull the rug out from under me. I'm willing to accept $1,000 for commission. In my mind, this is $1,000. Omar Sabar, the other one holds. No. Ishanami, Lishamchadaita. No. She's not sure. She wants $1,000. She doesn't think she got $1,000. The fact that he can pull the rug makes her think, maybe I didn't get what I thought I'm getting.
Isn't that what we said before?
It's first, before we said, everybody agrees that the woman doesn't trust her husband. The machloekes was, can he be meichor or not? But if he could, everybody agrees she wouldn't trust him. This is saying, no, everybody agrees he could be meichor, but Remeir holds, people don't hurt their wives like that. And she knows that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Islu de Shmuel di boy azma machloi. Vogel be isha kemifligi. Kleber. Im hoye makneu karka bet meishtar zeh. If he was selling her land with this star, you know, if you bought land with this kind of star, it wouldn't work. Because the guy that's selling it thinks that he's getting $1,000. And he's not. The guy is going to pull the rug out from under him. He doesn't count on it ever happened to Baal Karka. Right? I have a star that somebody owes me money. $1,000. I go over to somebody. I said, you have a field you're selling for $1,000. I'll give you this, the right to collect for the $1,000. The guy that's selling is not okay. He doesn't count on ever seeing that $1,000. He knows you can pull the rug out. I will be Isha, Sabi Remeir, the Samkodaita. The Kiva, the Itziana, I'm his wife. He's not going to stab me in the back. That's what she thinks. Therefore, she thinks she got $1,000. So this is good Kedushin. Whereas, Rabbi Chacham say, wife's smarter than that. She knows that there's no guarantee, and therefore she didn't get $1,000. Now, if she's willing to become a Kodeshus with $400, it is worth $400. But he said, here's your star of $1,000.
She might not get that either.
No, she gets that paid back. If it's Michael, she gets that.
Who said?
I said, what? The guy who's her husband. It was a $400 star. He gave her $400. It's a good point. Maybe she won't be able to collect. Maybe I'm not going to get it. I hear your point.
The guy that owned the money.
Yes.
So what did he give her then?
Nothing.
He gave her nothing. So
where
did this $400 come in?
Nothing. If I sold my star to Dr. Harris, and then I was Michael, I would have to give Dr. Harris the money he paid for it back.
So Dr. Harris got nothing on the deal. He just wasted his time, right?
And money for... He got his money back, but he wasted his time.
No.
He paid $400.
You get $1,000.
And then
that guy was going to pay you nickel. And then Rebbe,
you met $20.
I said, what? All you did is what?
You lent me money. I had $400 for a year. Till he found out that he can't collect.
Yeah, that's all you're doing. At the end of the day, you go to your account and say how much you gain nothing on the
exactly.
Table.
Exactly.
I didn't say you lost money, but you gained nothing.
Right. Exactly. You did lose money. Because that $400 could have earned money.
Am I the lady?
What?
Am I the lady? What did she get?
I don't know what he would have to pay her. I'm not sure.
What did the lady get on the deal?
Maybe nothing.
So presuming Kadeshes, what would be the reason why?
Because she trusted he won't be Michael, so she's getting $1,000.
The bottom line is, he was Michael at the end of the day. You don't know.
He wasn't Michael at the end of the day. The question is, was this an act of Kedushin? When he handed it to her, she was Kadeshes now. The loan's collectible in 5 years. Are they married now?
Was at the end of the day.
Yes, the loan's collectible in 2029.
So right now, it's some stuffing, yeah?
Well, so it means he didn't get it. In her mind, she did not receive $1,000. According to the Chacham.
The opinion is what?
That she trusts her husband won't pull the rug, so she's getting $1,000, but not 5 years from now.
She's getting $1,000 5 years from now. What'd you get now?
The right to collect $1,000. That's worth a lot of money. It's worth $500.
She's getting a hana. So the hana is that 5 years she'll be able to collect. And at the end of the day, let's say she couldn't collect in 5 years.
I mean, again, she trusts her. We're talking about he wasn't by home. If he was Michael, it's a problem. I'm asking. He wasn't Michael. Question is, did he give her something now? Did she receive Hanah now? He said, I'm giving you $1,000. Did she get that or not?
She gets $1,000, though.
Yes, she did. The right to collect $1,000.
5 years.
It doesn't make a difference. See, in the Gemara's times, it's not a gay here anyway, but in the Gemara's times, $1,000 now, $1,000 5 years is $1,000.
What was the whole thing about, like soup over there, boxes over there, how much would a person pay to keep something for a loan?
If you could pay for the loan, but here she's got to give it free.
She can't collect. $1,000, she goes to collect. The guy has no money, has no property.
See, that's a problem in every loan. The guy still will owe her the money. And sooner or later, she's going to get it out of him one way or another. So the estate would have to pay it. So theoretically, you're right. It's possible. But that's not the regular case.
Okay, but she would be married, and she never got anything, so is it legitimate?
I don't know what happened. You could ask me the same question. What if he is Michael? I don't know.
So she's married till the end of the 5 years.
No, she's married forever. Marriages are not temporary.
What happens at the end of the 5 years?
I said, I don't know what happens if he's Michael. I said that. The Chachamim are saying it makes no difference whether he's Michael or not. She didn't get anything. In her mind, she received nothing now. Now, you're right. You have a good question. What happens if he was Michael? Now, retroactively, she got nothing. I don't know. I don't know. We're dealing with she married now.
We're talking about now, but on the other hand, that's her work, that's her concern. Whether
that's the machloikas. Does she have the concern or not? Does she trust her husband or not?
And if she doesn't,
then she's not Mekudeshes, right?
And what if she, what if somewhere along the line, the same thing, she decides she doesn't trust her husband after all?
Yeah, it's at the time of Kedusha. What is a regular woman that receives this from her husband? Exactly. Exactly. By the way, there's Adam here watching this. This is a Kedusha. There's Adam. Hope there's music. There's a photographer. Videos.
Starting off marriage thinking maybe she's
again
pull the
rug. Yes,
that's desperate.
I don't know. I know people that write prenups, they say I'm pretty desperate too. They're worried about what's gonna happen after divorce. That's how they're starting off their marriage. Yeah, this is life. People do worry about such things. The riot is that people write prenups.
His point is a good one. What's the ksuba?
Same thing.
Why are the kids who worked about a prenup?
Because there's a high risk, high probability of divorce. There's a high probability. Each different.
Prenup has a lot to do with divorce, not Yerusha. Ksuba has to do with Yerusha because the woman did not inherit her husband. Today in America, women, whether halachically correct or incorrect, inherit their husband. So the fear is divorce. Ksuba is not only the fear of divorce, it's the fear of the guy passing away. And prenups are only because of divorce. So basically, you're writing a contract since there's a big probability you'll divorce me, so I want to protect myself. So Ram's question would be, you're getting married now, and that's what you're thinking about. The answer is, we're getting married, but I'm realistic. I have my glasses on. Or my lenses. My lenses. What?
Harvey's going to comment. I'm not a divorce lawyer.
And it seems like, maybe property estate, things like that.
Again, it's to protect for divorce, which I understand. But Avram's kasha was, here are people getting married, and this is what they're thinking about. She's a little bit harder, because at this point, she's not protecting herself from divorce. She didn't receive it. In her mind, she never got kedusha. Like, the marriage never started. Got it. Something about that. Be by the same, no, sorry, that's...
This test is going to be huge. There's going to be a lot of questions.
Good. That's why we have off Monday. Think about that one.
Why we have off Monday?
No.
Labor Day.
Putting me off of work. All your employees are off, including
the
what's his name again? The possum. He's also off on Monday.
Oh, he's gone. No, he shot him.
What is the machlokes by milva b'alpeh? So that's the first case. That was milva b'shtar. What are they arguing about milva b'alpeh? The Gemara, b'karavuna merav. The thing is, you can't transfer a verbal loan. It's non-transferable. A shtar can be transferred. Rabbanan invented a kinyan. This we had a kitten. Rabbanan invented a kinyan called Maimit Shloshtam. If somebody owes me money and I want to sell to Dr. Harris, and all three of us are there, guy who owes me the money, I'm there, Dr. Harris is there. And in front of the three of us, I say, pay Dr. Harris, not me. That is a kinyan drabbanon called Maimit Shloshtam. No act was done. I just said the words. I said, give it to Dr. Harris. The Gemara calls it a Hilchos Sibbalei Taima. There's no reason for this to work. Chazal said it works. That kind of kinyan, some say works for a loan also. It's machlokes. That's the machlokes over here.
It has to be those three.
The three parties involved. The lender, the borrower, and the buyer.
And you do it in front of three other people?
Those three have to be there. Now, there are Adam there to say that it happened. Not because we need Adam to make the kinyan. You know, that is the difference between Kedushin and Gerushin and everything else. In everything else, if I borrow $100 from Dr. Harris, I owe him the $100. Whether there were Adam there or not Adam there, I owe him the $100. But he won't be able to prove it unless he has Adam. So the Adam are not there to make the transaction work. They're just coming to tell me what happened. By Kedushin and Gerushin, without witnesses there, there is no transaction. It is not a Kedushin. We both agree. I gave her a ring. There were no witnesses. It's a non-kedushin. By kedushin and gerushin, the Adam create the transaction.
Rameyer
holds that Maimit Shloshtam works by milva.
No, Rameyer by Eni Chasima Karsi.
Still need Adam to watch the transfer to get.
But if it doesn't, who does? According to Rameyer, that
shops the... But there's no Gerush. It's a Dover Shemeher. Vein Dover Shemeher. Bokas Mishnayim.
Rameyer.
Again, Rameyer doesn't argue with that. He just says that they're not the one that make the document. The document is made by the Enoch Simba. But two people have to watch the transfer of the document.
That's only Raya.
No. To create the act of divorce. Okay. Not to create the bill of divorce. To create the act of divorce.
He doesn't remember that.
The Pleasure argues, we're getting there soon, we'll bring them in. Join us, so yeah. Correct. And he told the loiva, pay the woman. So our mayor says that's a good kinyan. And by the way, according to many Rishayim, the Gemara doesn't get involved in being Michael, because that can't be Zucha. Rabbanah made this a kinyan that you can't smach like Rishayim. Taisus Shita is, notice that the Gemara never said, Ibai Seva, but the Shmuel come here for ye. Can you be Michael? Why didn't the Gemara go through the same thing? The answer is, because you can't be Michael, Maimon Shlashtam. It's such a strong kinyan that it's beyond Mechilah. That's Taisus Shita. Taisus in Gittin, by the way. You'd give a little bit.
What?
Why not? But that's the shaila. If you transfer by my mitzvah, it doesn't apply. Zog
to Gemara. Do
we know what the Ramah focus is here? Yes, right now. Manu b'yotcha tebe b'yotcha tebe b'yotcha tebe b'yotcha tebe b'yotcha tebe b'yotcha tebe b'yotcha tebe. This takon of my mitzvahstam is if somebody is holding my item, and I want to give it to you, I can tell the guy that's holding, give it to Dr. Harris, and that's a kinyan, if we're all three here. But only an item that exists, avamuvalai, does not hold that you can transfer alone with my mitzvahstam. Therefore, it's eidim ukadeshes. My sabar, loishna milvav, loishna pekadim.
Why would you need
three witnesses? This is a new transaction.
Why would it be cut off? Just give it to him.
Wait a minute. I changed my mind. I told Rabbi Cohen, who's holding my watch, give it to Dr. Harris. I call him back 20 minutes later. I said, I don't want to give it to Dr. Harris. He insulted me in the middle of Shir. I'm not giving it to him. Changed my mind. Okay. He never gave it to you. It's my watch. But it was my mitzvahstam. It's your watch, not my watch anymore.
You would ever do the story in case that's possible? You would never ask.
He's a Kohen.
I have to go the other way around.
Right. It has to be the other way around, right? And you insulted me in the middle here.
That's not hypothetical,
unfortunately. Rashi. Name of the Tanoi is Rashi before the Maimon Shloshtem. Amar Loi Kain Kanav. Ain't Tom Badav. Rashi, don't ask me how this Kenya works. There is no reason. This is one of the three things Rabban have said. It works with no mechanism. Just works. Now, there's a reason they did it. In order to enhance kinyanim, to make it work simpler. But the bottom line is, they created something that there's no rhyme and reason of why it works. The Masech is getting, you'd give a little bit base. Everybody should have a wonderful day.